Would you like me to tell you a story? Then sit back, relax, and get ready to listen, because it's story time at the Met.
This story comes from the Bible. It's in the book of the prophet Samuel. God spoke to Samuel and said, "Fill a sheep's horn with oil. Take it to Bethlehem, to the man named Jesse. You're going to anoint one of Jesse's sons with oil as a sign that he will be king of Israel." The oldest son of Jesse was a strong-looking man named Eliab. Samuel thought, "This must be the son who will be king." But God said, "Don't pay attention to what he looks like. People look at the outside appearance, but I look at the heart." Samuel looked at six more of Jesse's sons. None was God's chosen one. "Are these all of your sons?" asked Samuel. "All but the youngest," answered Jesse. "He's out watching over my sheep." And Jesse sent for his youngest, the boy named David. Then God said to Samuel, "He is the one." And Samuel anointed David's head with oil as a sign that God was on his side. Soon the enemies of Israel, people called the Philistines, pronounced war against the Israelites. Fighting on the side of the Philistines was Goliath, a fierce and terrible giant. Before the fighting started, Goliath stepped forward.
"Cowards," he called the Israelites. "I challenge you to send your strongest man against me. We will fight one-on-one. Whichever man survives wins victory for his people."
But none of the Israelite men dared to fight this mighty giant. And so Goliath taunted them for 40 days. Now three of the Israelite soldiers were David's big brothers. One day, David came with food for them. His oldest brother, Eliab, found David talking with the soldiers about Goliath. "Why are you here?" scolded Eliab. "Who is looking after your sheep?" But the boy had already decided to fight Goliath himself. So David went before Saul, who was king of Israel. King Saul said, "You're only a boy, and Goliath has been fighting for years." David replied, "When I watched over sheep, sometimes a lion or a bear would catch one of my flock. I went after the beast and killed it, and I will kill this Philistine." "God be with you," said Saul. And Saul gave David his own clothing and armor. David tried them on and said, "I cannot wear these because I'm not used to them." The boy went out and picked up 5 smooth stones. He put them in his shepherd's bag and picked up his sling to throw the stones. Then David ran back to the battlefield. When Goliath saw the boy, he cursed him.
"Ha! Prepare to die." Ha!
The giant came closer and closer to David. David took out a stone, put it in his sling, and hurled it at Goliath. It sank into the Philistine's forehead, and he fell to the earth. The Philistine men turned and ran. Saul's army drove them out of Israel. The shepherd boy had saved his people, and the Israelites had a new hero, David, who would one day be their king. You can see images of David and Goliath on your next visit to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. When you come into the Great Hall, go down the corridor to the right of the grand staircase. Look for 6 silver plates. They're called the David plates. These treasures belonged to a mighty ruler of the ancient Byzantine Empire. They're decorated with pictures from the story of David. The first plate shows Samuel anointing David with oil. The others show David killing a lion to protect his sheep, arguing with his brother, then going before King Saul. Finally, you'll see Saul giving his armor to David and David's battle with Goliath.
Thanks for listening to Storytime at the Met.
This has been an Antenna Audio production.